Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Senate approved a $2 trillion economic stimulus package, the largest aid plan in modern U.S. history. The House hopes to vote by tomorrow. The plan would provide payments to taxpayers, jobless benefits, and business bailouts. Already getting pushback, most prominently from New York Governor Cuomo, who says the $3.8 billion designated for New York is not enough.
Well, that's his job, and he's supposed to be the guy on the front lines who is advocating for everybody, and he is getting a lot of credit for it. Now, let me just say, there are plenty of things to be examined in this bill that we don't really know about yet. For example, the money that's going to corporations, $500 billion, less going to small businesses, have been described as loans, which I suppose is a good name for something that may not have to be paid back, but the devil is in the details, and we're going to find out about that. Look, this country is now operating on credit, and it is a horrendous situation for so many people who really are left bereft without anything at all. Nancy Pelosi is already talking about doing yet another one, saying to the people in the House of Representatives, we know you wanted more. You'll have a chance to get your ideas into the next one. Look, imagine if you were left without anything in the bank. Imagine if you couldn't pay your mortgage. Imagine if your kids were going hungry because you couldn't get to a grocery store. All of these are terrible questions. We know that when the numbers come out this morning, we're going to see a lot of people who have been fired from their jobs or who have been laid off. So, David, this is the worst situation I have seen in my lifetime. People can't touch, they can't hold, they can't walk together. They are bereft of spirit. And when spirit goes, that's dangerous. You know, David, we're getting some mail, not a lot, that suggested we had no business playing the President of the United States on the air. People who like Andrew Cuomo, and I'm one of them, think it's great that he's coming forth with specifics. And yet, 40% of this country, 30% of this country support this president. And so this is a time with tremendous tension. David, this is when people turn on each other. We know that there are huge lines for guns. We got to figure people will be taking these frustrations out in strange ways. As for me, it worries me.
What about the healthcare system itself, Alan, and what this shows about it? I mean, the governor can't get the ventilators he needs. We see that we don't have the stockpiles and the preparations in place for a major pandemic. That is becoming clear now. We're seeing even things like makeshift morgues being prepared for bodies of people who are dying. And yet we seem to have every weapon known to man when we want to fight a war.
That's right. Think of the money that goes into our so-called defense budget. What do you need to defend more than the body politic? I've often talked on WAMC about politics being the authoritative allocation of scarce resources. And yet, here's Andrew Cuomo. And he's argued from the very beginning, you need more ventilators. Yet a president of the United States who has no love for New York City, that's been made very clear. And yet he's scared. So all of a sudden, Cuomo's getting half the ventilators he needs. Not all of them, but half of them. He had so much less than that. So when you argue, you make the case, you put it out before the American people, they listen. That's why we play the governor's remarks on WAMC. And we see a president of the United States who once described this as a Democratic hoax in total panic. He knows that this is going to put him where Herbert Hoover was when he ran against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So governors have to make the case. And when you have a national pandemic with the seriousness of this, you'll get some response, that's for sure.
And yet November is a long time away, right, Alan? I mean, a lot can happen between now and then. This virus could even fade, as well as the American memory.
Well, that's right. And we know enough about Donald Trump to know that he will argue, this is all my doing. I was able to ride us through this. That's going to be his argument. And yet, that's why we have election campaigns. That's why we have ads on the TV and on the radio, and why people say, not so fast, Mr. President. Why did you leave us unprepared for a pandemic? Why did you reorganize the White House group that was supposed to be planning for this? There are going to be a lot of people who lost their jobs, who died as a result of this. And that won't go away quickly.
It was interesting to hear your conversation, which will air this afternoon at 3, the Capitol Connection, with Senator Liz Krueger, talking about how the legislature has worked in the midst of this virus, doing conference calls and trying to get the business of New York State done, which she said, basically, if you want anything new in the budget, it won't happen this year.
Well, that's right. Look, there was a $6 billion deficit. New York isn't allowed to have a deficit, by the way. Now, Kruger, who I spoke to once before, earlier, said that she wasn't sure that that $6 billion was real. Now we know it's six, and it's going to probably be a lot more than that, real hard dollars. And the legislature is going to have to figure out where that money is coming from. We know that the annual march to Albany, David, involves education groups coming and saying, you owe us more. There was a court case. You owe us more. And they do. Nevertheless, that's all off the table. You're not going to see anybody getting more. You may see people getting less. Look, this governor decided that one way before the pandemic that this could be handled, the $6 billion, was on the basis of Medicaid and the state paying more than its required share of Medicaid, asking that the counties pick it up. How can the counties pick it up? We all know that. He knows it. Liz Kruger knows it. He established a group that was going to look into it. Predictably, they came up and said, yeah, the county should pay more. Now the counties are beset with all of the pandemic ramifications. They can't do that. So where that money is going to come from is going to be very interesting to watch. These legislators are going to be earning their money. This is not going to be play acting this time.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you for everything you do and to our entire WAMC family who always seems to be right there when times get tough.
You are so right, David. I'm already seeing evidence on WAMC.org that people are saying, I can't do much, but let me do something to keep this thing going because I am so dependent on you. I listen to you every day. I don't turn it off. WAMC.org.